podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
It's been a hell of a thing.
It's good to be on this end of the fail.
Well, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm not Noah, the not N in Tancast.
Our special guest, Jerry Brandt from the Drinking Buddies podcast, from comedy stages all over America and parts of Serbia.
And also Arizona. I'm not sure anymore. Is Arizona its own country yet?
They're working on it. I saw a truck on the freeway, a lifted truck with a Confederate flag and a Piss on Obama sticker the other day. I'm so glad my child's growing up here.
I sense sarcasm.
Very good, sir. Your sarcasm detector is very accurate.
Hey, you can swear on this podcast, Jerry. Say whatever you want.
I know. It's just I'm so used to having to maintain the language. Like, it's hard for me. Like, I did another podcast not too long ago, Respect the Danger of Nice, which is Steve Hernandez, another comic. And the same thing. Like, I was just like, I'm so used to not cursing now on these that it's like, oh, yeah, I can say fuck. I forgot.
Fuck, shit, cock, cunt.
Yay.
Oh, you sound so happy you needed that just now, Tim, and you really have no reason to celebrate.
Fact that finally my Wi-Fi is working.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm sitting in the back seat of my car outside of Starbucks.
Oh, don't talk about it too loud. I can hear it cutting in and out right there.
I know, right? It's like, oh, don't you have too much faith in me, sir. I will challenge you.
Don't look that direction.
If I see some kid with, like, a goatee on his laptop, I'll just slap it down to the ground.
All right, that's good.
I'm like, hey, you're interfering with Dan fucking Cat, dickhole.
There are thousands of listeners that are wanting this to be good.
Thousands.
Sir, you're off by an order of magnitude.
There's eight.
Ooh, at least. I think we may be down to tens.
So if you're ever thinking to yourself, hey, I want to go down to the L.A. area, maybe visit Disneyland, but I want a cheap hotel, the Value Inn in Bellflower is not one you should pick. Not only does their Wi-Fi suck, their customer service is ballsack.
You know, Tim, if you'd have hit me up, I would have just let you crash in my room for the weekend.
Don't.
I'm not there.
Don't.
And I have great Wi-Fi. My maid sucks. I mean, Chris isn't the best, but he will drink with you.
Chris Adams, the co-host of Drinking Buddies, for anybody who doesn't know.
Yes.
And and Jerry's hetero life partner.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
I can see this already trending into just an advertisement to get our last couple of listeners to leave us for a far superior podcast. So,
I wouldn't say that we're far superior. I would say we're, you know, we get better guests. That's about it.
Numbers don't lie, sir.
You guys get me. We get Dana Gould.
This is the first time on the show that the comedians have outnumbered the non-comedians.
It's also the white to black ratio is up this week as well.
Also true.
Oh shit! Yeah.
We're 2.5 to 1.5. I'm making some assumptions about your.
Yes, yes, I am completely white.
There,
yeah, yeah. There is maybe some Indian in there somewhere. I keep being told, but I always tell people that white people that like to say that, like, oh yeah, I've got Indian, so they use that as an excuse to, you know, say horrible things. Like, did you grow up on a reservation? No. All right. You don't get credit because your great-grandfather fucked an Indian some point back in the 1800s.
My great-grandpappy raped one of them niggers. I think so.
Andy, everybody. Won't be running for anything anytime soon.
I just make it a rule not to run.
Unless maybe it's in Arizona. Zing!
Yes, in Arizona he would do well. Sweet! He'll let us keep our guns.
They do know that they're the 48th state, right? They weren't a state during the Confederacy.
They don't know that.
In fact, I'm pretty sure they were Mexico during the Confederacy.
They absolutely were. I think they were part of the territories that came over with California, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know at least the Gadsden Tract was purchased later. And yeah, I think it was the... Ah, fuck, I can't remember. U.S. history was so long ago, even if it was AP. It really didn't place me that advancedly.
Yeah, there's only so much room in your head. You have to rewrite every once in a while.
Yep, and I've been filling it up with porn. I mean...
Yes.
Sorry, high school. 15 years of spank material has really pushed you out the back.
You've been replaced by Jenna Hayes.
Oh, they have names?
I know who that is.
That's just one of the ones that follows me on Twitter, so I'm giving her a shout out.
Jenna Hayes follows you on Twitter?
I know, right?
All right.
It's done nothing for me, but I mean, it's nice.
It increased
I'm surprised she knows how to work a computer. I'm just kidding.
Hey, sir, I'll have you know the porn industry is very tech savvy.
Very much so. They need to record all
not
those
the
things
actresses.
For...
They have the same tech as they've always had. Lie on back, spread legs, and go.
All right.
Haven't you ever been in one of those rooms where they're chatting with you at the same time? Come on now.
No. Are they
that
all cracked
the
up to me?
They have the type of skills to be a secretary, but not really the desire.
You know, as long as we're talking about porn, I would like to say something. If you're a man and you're in porn, shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear you. Stop talking. Don't make funny fucking jokes. We're not here for comedy.
Second.
This isn't some crazy naked improv troupe. I want to see her tits jiggle and her say fucked up shit.
Andy, did he clip out while he was saying the mansion at talk during that on your end, or was that just me?
Oh, no, that was both of us. I think you and I are going to have very similar experiences with Tim's audio through this whole thing.
Nice.
But I caught enough of it to say I second that motion, Tim.
I agree, yes. I did hear enough of it to understand it.
All right, motion carries.
I was like, wow, they really didn't jump on board as much as I thought they would. That, now I know why.
They were madly trying to piece together all your words. I heard something about man and porn. I'm not sure which way I come down on that. I need to hear more.
I need my Tim Babb shitty Wi-Fi decoder ring.
Magic 8-Ball, what did Tim say? Well, it was a rant.
Whew. Gets hot in the backseat of these cars.
That's what your mom said.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Now I feel like I'm part of Tancast. I made a your mom joke.
Yep.
Speaking of being a part of Tancast, we should do some Tan Laughs.
Indeed.
Awesome.
Oh, before we do Tan Laughs, do we want to comment on the fact this is the first Tancast Noah's missed?
Oh, shit, Noah's not here?
What are you talking about, baby? I'm right here.
Yeah, so is he busy free in Egypt right now? I've lost track. Maybe he's just banging our moms.
I think he's off eating fried chicken sandwiches somewhere.
Mm.
Delighting.
All right, well, leave us your comments. Where do you think Noah is this week?
All right, so, 10 laughs.
10 laughs.
Yay! Da-da-da-da-da-da.
If we can get the Zelda 10 laughs.
Jokes. We would like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes on the show. It's a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. It's time for 10 laughs. That's right, it's 10 laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh.
So this one is from... This one's from Chelsea. Two muffins are in an oven. One muffin says, it's really hot in here. The other muffin says, holy crap, a talking muffin!
Nice.
Classic.
Indeed. All right, Jer, as the guest, would you like to go next?
Sure. This one's from Hale, Tancast number one Mastalgia fan, I assume.
That is how he identifies himself on the board.
Okay, good deal. Well, in your message, it just says Tancast number Mastalgia fan. There's no actual number associated with it. There's just the number sign.
I forgot the one. I was typing in a hurry.
He's our pound Mastalgia fan.
There we go, yes. So from Hale. So did you hear? Apparently men think about sex every 7 seconds, which is why I eat hot dogs in under 6 seconds, so it doesn't get weird. That's it.
Delicious. All right, now I'm going to kill it. And by that, I mean squish it dead. This tan laugh comes from Mike, who's our number somethingeth something fan. A boy is home with his babysitter on a stormy night when the boy says, "Usually on a stormy night, mommy lets me cuddle with her." The babysitter responds with, "Okay." They're cuddling when the boy says, "Usually mommy lets me take a bath." The babysitter says, "Okay." The boy's in the tub when he says, "Usually mommy gets in with me." The babysitter says, "Really? Okay." They're in the tub when the boy says, "Usually mommy lets me touch her belly button." The babysitter says, "Really? Okay." Then the babysitter says, "Hey, that wasn't my belly button." The boy says, "That wasn't my finger either."
Nice.
That was good.
Thank you. I didn't, like, Andy that up. We got through it okay?
No, you did great. Whew. Babies raping babysitters.
Excellent. Is that what Tancast should refer to as 5x5? It's all babies raping babies over here. Everything is A-okay.
Nicely done.
So, Tim, how's your week?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Wi-Fi-rific?
Nothing. Well, I auditioned for Wipeout.
Excellent.
How did that go? Did you actually have to, like, run the course or anything during the course of your audition, or did you just go meet people and shake hands?
Unfortunately, I am not allowed to talk about what I did or didn't do.
Fair enough. I understand.
Because they made me sign a non-disclosure thing. However, yeah. I can just comment on what you would have... Like, this is what I said going in. Like, is Noah... I think last week Noah was like, "Hey, I'll drive down there with you." I'm like, I don't think they let every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the course. like, "Oh, 700 people showed up. Let's have them run the course. One at a time. How long could that take?"
Make Disneyland lines seem like nothing.
Oh, man.
However, I will say there are a lot of attractive women who want to get on Wipeout.
Nice.
That's because there are a lot of attractive women with really low self-esteem.
There's just a lot of attractive women in L.A.
By the way, thank God for the women with low self-esteem. Attractive women with low self-esteem is how I get by. Yep.
They marry guys like us, or at least let us put things inside of them.
Well, that's right. You're the first single guy who's ever been on Tancast.
Ooh.
Am I really?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. Yay for me. So you hear that, ladies?
Well, we haven't had that many guests.
True. Jeff
Drinking Buddy's
and
podcast.
Me and...
Yeah. And Van.
Yep.
And Van. Is Van married as well?
Yes, Van is married. And Andy's mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the wives. The wives have been on from time to time. And, yep. Well, no, I'm not the first single guy, because Drew has been on the show on several occasions.
That is true.
He's betrothed.
Are you going to... Tim, if you have a daughter, are you guys going to make that happen?
No.
You don't want Andy's DNA fucking up your gene pool?
Well, that's just a bloviating speech at the reception I don't want to sit through. Like, Jesus, God.
Good use of the word bloviating, by the way.
Which I got from Andy.
Nice.
Plus, Tim has seen me dance. I thought I'd be the father of the groom, so I wouldn't really have to dance.
Very nice.
Yes, there was one gal who painted herself green.
Okay. For the Wipeout?
Yeah, for the Wipeout. Yeah, because they encourage you to dress in costume.
Gotcha. Did she wear purple shorts? Because that would have been awesome.
I think she was going for kind of a She-Hulk thing.
Nice.
But, like, she had, like, short shorts on, like, short jean cut-off shorts on, and they were, like, unbuttoned at the top. And, like, that's how she left them. Like, unbuttoned and kind of unzipped. I was like, that's...
She's like, if my pants fall off, I'll definitely get on the show.
She's either trying to look sexy, or she needs really, really easy access to scratch her vagina.
Can it
Which
be
means
both?
That her itches are both intense and rapid in onset.
And maybe she didn't paint herself green. Maybe she has some sort of green pigment-changing vagina issue.
It could be that blue waffle thing.
By the way, Andy, despite your warning, I did Google blueberry waffles. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's one of those things that once seen can never be unseen.
Well, that's why I ain't Googling shit.
So I had to go to Hooters for the Super Bowl just to make up for I had to erase those memories.
Well, at least it didn't, like, you know, permanently scar you. Just looking at your Hooters waitress and then wondering what's inside those strangely tight...
Orange,
like,
shorts?
Yeah, like road cone colored.
Yes.
Shorts.
I don't know where they came up with their color scheme, but it works somehow.
Yeah, you know what? The tilted kilt, much better, just costume in general.
I have to check that. There's a new one in where I live, and I have to go check that out.
Hey, isn't there? Are you in Phoenix? right now, Jerry?
I'm currently in Phoenix, yes.
I think there's a, like, next to the Hooters in, oh, wait, it's not in Phoenix. Tucson,
Tucson, okay.
Tempe, yes, Tempe. That's what I'm thinking of.
You're thinking
next
of the library.
Hooters, there's a yes!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where they all wear the Catholic schoolgirl uniform.
Yes, I've been there. Unfortunately, I don't think I want to take my daughter there for lunch. Probably not.
Why not?
Not the image.
It's right next to the college. You're encouraging higher education. It's called library. You're encouraging reading. Come on.
She can take a look around at what desperation looks like and learn the value of a good education.
She's seeing slutty outfits, so you're encouraging her to be popular?
I took her shopping yesterday and realized that she now shops in the same department many of the girls I tend to date shop in, which is terrifying.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting old, and I'm getting old, but still dating the young girls.
I heard Matthew McConaughey say something about them in a movie once.
Exactly.
So any other news, Tim?
I don't think so. Right. Is there something I'm not thinking of?
No, just checking.
Oh, okay.
Should we wish everybody happy Valentine's Day? Since it's, I'm assuming this will go up on Valentine's Day.
This is our official Valentine's Day episode, so we really should now say happy anniversary to Bryce and Nina.
Oh, all right. Congratulations, Bryce and Nina.
You're doing it.
Hopefully so. It is their anniversary after all.
So happy Valentine's Day, all you motherfuckers. Go fuck those mothers.
And if you're single and disappointed on Valentine's Day, just think of all the things you're saving money on.
Yeah.
Chocolate and flowers and abortions.
Wonderful. Well, you've adapted rapidly to the low standards and low quality that we like to aspire to here on TanCast.
It wasn't that much of a leap for me.
Can we just lose Noah?
Oh,
no, you need him for recipes, and he brings the sexiness to the show. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Let's be honest. Really, it would be me.
I think the format works great with the three of you. It is. You guys are honestly one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, and you guys were a big inspiration when we started doing ours. So
that is really odd to hear.
We're like, we want to do that, but better. That's what we said.
And they did it.
On the first try. Like, wow, this is easy. Yeah, this makes this look hard.
They're like, TanCast must not be trying.
Nope, we simply lack the skill.
Or the desire.
Or the personality.
You guys are great. You guys are seriously one of my favorite podcasts. So you hear that, listeners? Listen to TanCast, but you're already listening, so really that's...
Since you're already listening, keep at it.
I do occasionally, I will occasionally give you guys plugs on the Drinking Buddy show, though, so I don't know if that's resulted... Yes, and I appreciate
it. As we
that.
Also give... yeah, okay, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, I guess guess who's going to benefit more from that arrangement?
I'm going to roll up my window because people keep walking by and thinking I'm talking to them. This big, burly black guy's like, what's up? I'm like, I was talking to Drinking Buddies. This is a podcast. You know what? I'm just going to roll this back up.
I'm simply talking to my computer here in the parking lot.
We're planning on taking over the world.
One Starbucks parking lot at a time.
I'll tell you something that was up this week. I am sick. That sickness sucks.
Mmm. Delicious.
Is it the flu that's been going around?
Oh, shit!
Oh, whoa. Okay. Did you just poop?
I've totally... Yes. Okay. All over the backseat of my car. No, I totally forgot. I did a show on Friday night. It was the weirdest fucking show ever.
All right. Oh, nice.
Well, it was just the weirdest beginning. So we're sitting there waiting for the show to start. It's a lot of blue hairs in this restaurant in Fremont. And it's like they have like a little banquet room and they do a comedy show there. I don't know if it's every Friday night or like once a month, but anyway. So a couple of us are there. Not the entire roster of comedians is there. The guy who books the show apparently is not coming. The mic is set up. People are starting to filter in. It's about 15 to 20 minutes before the show is going to start. And all of a sudden these two guys walk in. And one of them just walks up to the stage and stands on the microphone and goes like, hey, y'all doing, I'm a rapper. I wanted to share some my rhymes with you, so here we go. And he just starts rapping. Well, free-flowing. I barely call it rapping. It's more like just talking. And occasionally some of it rhymed and some of it didn't. There was no real beat.
Yo, so I went down to the grocery store and bought myself some bananas. Then I made a banana milkshake because I think that shit's delicious.
And the audience is just looking like, what is this? what's happening? And then he's like, yeah, so you can check out my page, check out my MySpace, and he gives the link or whatever, and people laugh. He's like, I know why you're laughing. This is serious. And he's still talking for quite a while. Finally, the headliner walks in and goes, what the fuck is going on here? He says that to us, not to the whole general crowd. And finally, eventually, the guy leaves, and the guy who's hosting the show, oh, by the way, the owners of the restaurant did nothing. They just stand around like, this is odd, and they went back to what they were doing.
Now, is that the? Would you say that's the restaurant? Because I would expect the host to step in at some point and be like, "Hey, dude, get the hell off the stage!" You know, like.
But the host is just some comedian who's hired for the week to literally introduce the comics. Like, he's not in charge.
He's not
of the
producer.
Show.
I gotcha.
Exactly. And maybe, but so once the guys finally leave and they walk out, the host runs up to the stage and goes, "All right, guys, thanks for coming. That's been our show this week. I hope you enjoyed it."
Genius.
I was like, damn, that is some grassroots marketing. Like, hey, I see a mic. Let's do this. And he hops up. Oh, shit. Yet another story I have to tell of comedy this week. But anyway, I can't imagine them just, like, going to the grocery store after that. Like, boo, we need to clean up on aisle 7. And also, I got some dope beats I want to kick it for y'all. My MySpace is myspace.com/whatthefuck.
Attention Costco shoppers.
Okay, so before that, on Tuesday, I did a show at a gay bar in San Francisco. I did a show in San Francisco, I could just say. the last time I did a show there, I got hit on. And this time, I kind of did. Like, I literally did jokes about being married. My wife is about to have a kid. So this guy, like, there's too many comics for the table of comics. Like, there's not enough chairs. So I was standing. And then... this guy's like, you can sit here. Oh, thanks. So I'm sitting there, and then afterwards, he's like, I really liked your stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, if you want to, afterwards, I'm going over to the mix, there's a drink with your name on it. I was like, oh, I don't really drink. He's like, well, whatever. And then he goes to Lee, he says bye, and then he's like, he's going to give me a hug. I'm like, oh, all right, it's San Francisco, I guess we hug. Kisses me on the neck.
Oh, whoa. No.
I was like, sir, at least shave. I don't need scruffiness. But say what you will about gay people, you gotta admire their tenacity. Like, I literally did jokes about being married and having, you know, a kid on the way. He's like, I can hit this.
Well, you know, there's that firm amount of people that are on the DL, I think is the proper term. So, you know, you never know.
Well, like, the last time I was there, I was single at the time. So, like, this guy was talking to me. He's like, hey, how you doing? You want to do something later? I'm like, oh, I'm straight. He's like, we'll see. I was like, that is fucking balls right there. Like, when I was single, I would go up to a woman. If she gave me any sort of sign, I'm like, oh, fuck it, forget it, I run away. This guy's like, not only am I not interested in you, I'm not interested in your entire gender. He's like, what? Bullshit. Look at me. No one can resist this. You will suck this cock. That is confidence.
And it was so confident that Tim later on did suck that cock.
I was like, come on, how can I argue with him?
He was right, it was delicious.
I felt I would be insulting him.
I'm doing a gay bar in Riverside, the Inland Empire of California, next weekend. And my strategy for not getting hit on by gay guys is to be chubby and unattractive.
That was like my long-standing just plan, and it didn't work. Dusting off an old reference, dude, guy I used to work with, worked with me and my wife.
And still thought, I can hit that.
Still made cracks. And apparently he wasn't too far off base, because what I heard from Buddy, our mutual friend, was that, like, half the guys he dated were married with kids.
Wow.
Man, that was 2 years ago. My wife was in the hospital when we did our episode about minivans and twinks and everything.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
The bears and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was a bear, but all those married guys that he was hitting, those were his minivans.
Nice. I don't think I'd ever heard them. Well, maybe I think I heard that episode, so I have probably heard the term before, but it's been such a long time that I've forgotten about it.
Yeah, well, it's like episode 4, so you'll have to dig back into the archives a little ways.
Apparently it's not available on iTunes.
Yeah, actually, I can up that. I think that, like, our RSS feed only publishes 100. So we're literally to the point where, like, almost a year's worth of content has fallen off.
Oh, yeah, wow. I had to do that for Drinking Buddies, too, because ours was initially set to, like, 20. And so, like, I had to go in and set it to, like, I just set it to, like, 500, some ridiculous number. Long after we'll probably be off the air.
You know, we thought that too. I mean, I really thought that Tim was being maybe a little overreaching when he put that third digit on the front of Tancast 001. Turned out we needed it.
Booyah. Just in case you are wondering, the people of Bellflower, California are morons. Every one of them has gone up to the Starbucks door that clearly says pull and tried to push it open.
That is not too far from where I live, and I can concur that, yes, indeed, they are morons. And Tim is dying.
Woo. That was quite a bit of phlegm. Mm.
You really are sick. You weren't joking about that.
No.
My wife is sick, too. She's been having some stomach problems this week, and enough so that the reason I was a little late getting on was that I was waiting for the result of a test.
Oh, nice.
Is she pregnant?
Nope, it's negative.
Is it AIDS? No.
Is it the herp?
You know what? AIDS would be nice, because I could really use another pair of hands around the house.
Does she have green skin, itchy vagina syndrome?
Blueberry waffles.
Yeah.
Are you going to link to that, Tim?
God, no. I'm not even going to look at it.
Oh, God. Don't.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm never going to find out. You're like, don't Google blueberry waffles. I'm like, done. Won't. Never going to do it.
Actually, I think it was blue waffle, but yeah.
Oh, don't is it blue? Okay.
Certainly don't name this episode blue waffle, whatever you do.
Are you sure?
Not entirely. It would be the new worst episode name ever. I mean,
how about don't Google blue waffle?
Oh,
that would be awesome.
That'll strongly beat out red clown suit. Oh, still my well, maybe not my favorite, but still one
Wait,
of my tops.
What about crying tears and period blood? I think that people have agreed that is our worst episode title.
I liked that episode title. I was quite fond of that.
I thought there
were
was
you the ones who voted for it.
I think so. I think I actually, I don't remember what I voted for during that thing. I think I voted for like the less, I can't think of the word. Yeah, there we go. That's it. Brain failed.
I think you were on the right track with vulgar.
Yeah, the vulgar was what
yeah,
I was actually
right,
voting
for. Say vulgar.
Yeah, really anything getting into bodily functions, people tend to freeze up about.
Get all squeamish, like, hey, yeah, don't talk about my period blood. Blah, blah.
Yeah, but red clown suit specifically implies raping children.
Not necessarily.
When you know the context which the concept was forwarded.
Hogwash.
No, sir.
I just heard some of that sweet Starbucks jazz,
mm-hmm,
I think. Or was that somebody
actually, no, what you heard was someone driving by with their window down, and the street is far from me, where I am.
They are blasting that smooth jazz. Kenny G, motherfucker, Kenny G. He's got G in his name. He's hardcore.
Spinning rims and Kenny G blasting up the stereo, mm-hmm, speakers.
That would be a very different society from the one we live in. That would have made a great episode of Sliders.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Random reference, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry O'Connell thanks you.
I think I just made him a couple of bucks.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, my wife and I were trying to remember which O'Connell was which, and we referred to them as the one that was original in Sliders and the one that joined out of pity.
Nicely done.
The one that joined out of pity was at a comedy show I was at.
Oh, really?
When I first moved to L.A.
Did you shake him firmly by the shoulders and tell him he can't act?
No.
You missed an opportunity, sir.
Yeah, well, I missed many opportunities when I first moved to L.A.
To set the world right.
I think my biggest celebrity performing alongside or at a show that I was at was Kato Kaelin to date. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw him,
I use the term celebrity very loosely.
Did you ever go to the Liquid Zoo in Van Nuys?
I've been by it. I've never actually been in it because it's such a drive from where I live. So typically I don't go much past Hollywood.
Shitty bar.
That's what I've heard. So I never really
saw
the reason.
And that's where Kato Kaelin. That's where I performed with Kato Kaelin.
Okay, I performed with him at a bar in Hollywood somewhere. Three clubs.
I was like, wow, things are not going well for OJ's former roommate.
Were things ever really going all that well for him to begin with, though? Like, I mean, it wasn't like he came from this great success and then was brought low by the OJ trial.
True. He got to host Talk Soup for a week. His star was on the rise.
Huzzah.
He had a feathered mullet. He was ready to take on the world.
Mm-hmm. Look at this mullet. Look at these cheekbones. Somebody make me famous. Somebody else make me famous. Please, because I think OJ fucked up the first attempt. What with the murder and all.
So have you ever seen the movie I Am Comic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great movie.
They show the Liquid Zoo prominently.
Right, yeah, because that guy went there to do, like, his first open mic back was there, right?
Yeah, that is the worst idea ever.
Yeah, right.
It's like I'm gonna test my marksman skills by putting on this blindfold.
I haven't had a drink in years. Let me have this shot of Jaeger.
Or turpentine. Or Clorox.
I sense from Andy's tone that he has some interesting Jaeger stories in his background.
Oh yeah, I have a great Jaeger story. I took a sip of Jaeger and went, "This shit tastes like the devil's piss." And I put the Jaeger down and promptly got blasted on something much more palatable.
Nice. Nobody likes black licorice. I don't understand why they decided that was going to be a good flavor for an alcoholic beverage.
I know. It's like, hey, we've got this one like group of alcoholics and this other tiny group of people who like black licorice, and we really need to like just find the intersection.
Yeah.
But I mean, the company's still doing well, so how did that happen?
Because
college people drink them, and Doug Stanhope is probably single-handedly keeping them in business.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, if you hear loud noises, it's because I'm eating a gummy bear out of my bag here.
Well, that's quite all right. So would
was
you...
That, was that a segue?
I was going to say, would
actually,
you like to segue
us? I guess it could be. It wasn't meant to be. But yes, by all means.
So this week was my turn to pick the verses for the TanCast verses segment.
The Monday Night Tan Fights! And the horn honking because someone was turning right at a slightly slower pace than the person in front behind them wanted.
I thought you were doing that to accentuate the Monday Night Tan Fights. I was like,
I totally thought that you'd pulled off some sort of like audio effect there.
I could have just hit my horn in the front seat, but nah.
Gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
So anyways, yeah. Here's the setup. I decided it was going to be all of the Smurfs versus Disney's Gummy Bears. Location is the forest in and around Smurf Village. No humans, ogres, cats, anything else. It's purely the Gummy Bears have been evicted and are looking for a new home. And the Smurfs are trying to defend their home. Who takes the prize?
Okay, my first question is, how much gummy berry juice do the gummy bears have in their possession?
Sufficient to be empowered.
Okay.
They also have all of the spells that... his name fell right out of my head. Zummy Gummy? Yes. Yeah, they have all of the shitty spells that Zummy Gummy can half remember. And whatever shitty contraptions Gruffy Gummy was able to build and bring along.
Okay, so here's my question. I didn't watch a lot of the Smurfs.
Okay.
Did they have any sort of powers?
Papa Smurf,
or they're just blue and tiny.
Papa Smurf had some like magical abilities. Well, like the ability to read spells and whatever, but he wasn't really a wizard. Really, they just had the power of communism on their side.
So why didn't Gargamel just ever wade into the village and start stepping on them? Like how? It seems like such an easy problem to get rid of.
I don't recall if he didn't know specifically. Yeah, he didn't know where it was, but I think that it may have even been that they were magically protected.
Yeah.
From people finding the village.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just happen upon it.
But apparently those spells, in this scenario, don't extend to the gummy bear community.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and say that the gummies found a way to break that spell, being another set of small magical creatures.
Fair enough. I would say... Okay, there's seven or eight gummy bears, is that correct?
Yeah, I think there were seven at the beginning, and then an eighth one that they picked up in, like, season three. He was marooned on an island, and they brought him back.
So if they're drinking their gummy berry juice, I mean, they could do a lot of damage with their big gummy butts just bouncing along the village. I mean, that's some serious Smurfs to destroy. So just on a firepower level, the gummy bears would have the advantage. Now, but the Smurfs could have the advantage with subterfuge. There we go. That was the word. What I would do is, if I was Papa Smurf, is I would just send out a naked Smurfette to distract all the male gummy bears because everybody loves blue pussy.
You know what? I would send Naked Vanity just in case they like blue cock.
Now, there you go. They get everybody. Naked Hefty, maybe.
The problem is, she's too small for me to get excited about it. if I'm a gummy bear?
Well, I think the gummy bears are about, what, 3 feet tall? And then the Smurfs are about a foot tall on average.
Well, really?
Three apples high.
So 9 inches to a foot tall, depending on the size of your apple.
I assume Smurfs were way smaller than that. All right, I may have to reassess.
They were drawn as being three very small apples, I think.
Yeah, I was researching, and there was some very... there's a lot of debate, apparently, about the height of the Smurfs. Because
they live in fucking mushrooms, and mushrooms are not that big.
I was trying to do a Nick Bakay-like tail of the tape for this, but it became too complicated, and I gave up.
Yeah, so there were 100 Smurfs, then 101 with the addition of Smurfette, and then, what, 104 with the addition of the kids?
Right.
And then 105, because there was that one wild one.
And there was Nanny Smurf, or whatever, the older woman Smurf, that came along later, too, so... If the Smurfs could somehow sneak Jokey in there, though, like a suicide bomber Jokey, he could probably do some damage.
You know what? You foresaw my ace in the hole. I was personally leaning towards this being the coming down to the Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it wasn't that I thought that Jokey was going to be the suicide bomber. I was figuring Jokey would be the one arming Smurfs and sending wave after wave of Smurfs with exploding joke boxes on them. That he'd be the one producing the bombs.
Yeah. Now, the only question I have is if they're only three apples high, then you have to assume the bomb is maybe the size of one apple or a half an apple.
Mm-hmm.
How much damage could that really do? I mean, unless you've got some low-grade plutonium just sitting around Smurf Village.
Well, you know, if Handy's contributing basically all the nails from his shop, I'm assuming with 100 of them, there's got to be a chemist Smurf in there somewhere that's going to be able to help Jokey up the firepower on those things.
I don't know. They do not seem a very technologically based species. Like, I don't see a lot of chemistry call. Yeah. You know, oh, we need some polymers.
This is true. They really did have a mushroom based construction.
Oh shit! The Power Panda is having a Smurf down.
Perhaps what the Smurfs could do is feed the gummy bears their houses, and then while the gummy bears are hallucinating,
chipping balls.
Talking to trees for half an hour, as I did the last time I ate mushrooms.
Now, here's a question. What do you think would happen if the Smurfs got their hands on some of that gummy berry juice?
They would implode.
Well, now, it affects people differently. Like, the gummy bears are the only ones that get all bouncy from it. The ogres and humans just get, like, really strong, right? Isn't that what happens? So
I don't know what the ogres did. I can't recall. Okay.
So I don't know what would happen with the Smurfs. Would they just become super strong? Would they become bouncy? Would it do something completely different to them? Who knows?
They would get green itchy vagina syndrome.
Walk around with their little white pants half down.
They've already got blue waffles.
Yes.
Oh.
According to the Wikipedia entry, it does grant ogres super strength as well.
Okay. There we go. I would have to go with the gummy bears just for sheer firepower, I think. I think that Jokey's bombs would be, you know, desperate attempts that wouldn't really have that much effect. And I think a big gummy bear butt is a much more weapon. Plus, gummy bears are much more delicious. I've never eaten a Smurf, but gummy bears are delicious. Mm-hmm.
I never really did understand that thing about Gargamel. It's like, sometimes he was trying to make gold out of them, but other times he was just trying to eat them.
Yeah. He just had an unspecified hatred.
Yeah.
Like that one robot chicken where they were talking to him. He's like, they never really established what my motivation was.
They had another robot chicken where he actually caught them and he blended some up and made a drink out of some and like cooked other ones and whatever. Wound up throwing it all in the trash and calling a Chinese restaurant to come deliver.
I remember that.
I saw the first one that Tim referenced. I didn't see that second one. I'll have to check that out. That's funny.
And they also did an Avatar parody where he put himself into a Smurf avatar and joined the village, and then I think he fucked Smurfette and killed somebody. I can't remember. I'm gonna go with Jerry. I still say gummy bears. They could just bounce on them until they're all flat.
Right.
And then whatever else spells and or equipment that they might be able to use. And also, they have a way better theme song. Fuck you, Smurf.
And they had the power of Disney behind them.
Exactly. Even if the battle starts to go bad, Disney lawyers show up.
Very true. And you know what? There is one thing that I failed to take into account when I was thinking that Smurfs just through sheer numbers. Hmm. And again, the power of communism might be able to overcome the gummies.
Uh-huh.
Smurfs are French.
Oh, yes. They're actually Belgian.
Well... That's just drunk enough. French.
So they're Belgian blue waffles.
Very nice.
Yes.
Do you guys remember the UNICEF ad where they featured the Smurfs Village getting bombed a couple of years back?
No.
Jesus, no.
No, look that up. Google image Smurf Village bombed. It was pretty funny. Not funny. I mean, it was funny because I have a horrible sense of humor.
Yeah.
Dead Smurfs. When will they learn?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jerry, it's everything I'd hoped and more. That's horrible.
I think an anti-war campaign was basically what their
that's
thing
what happens
was,
when but. Allah Smurf gets pissed off at Jesus Smurf.
Jesus. What really happened was Papa Smurf was a horrible dictator who ruled Smurf Village for 30 years with an iron fist. And eventually the other Smurfs just revolted.
He tried to send in a couple of other chipmunks that he'd painted blue, claiming they were counter demonstrators. The chipmunks were surprisingly well armed.
It really happened when the Smurf military turned on Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
Began to help the revolting Smurfs. There we go. History lesson. Or recent history lesson, I guess. Did you guys watch on Tuesday when Mubarak actually... I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday.
Doing the speech.
It was pretty amazing. Just like the sheer like joy on the streets.
Oh, when he stepped down, that was Friday.
Yeah, okay, it was Friday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Thursday
right.
was the day that like he was supposed to talk, and everyone was like, he's going to leave, he's going to leave. And
he
comes
was like,
on
screw that.
Dear people of Egypt, I love you so much that fuck you.
I just need to point out, someone just drove through the drive-thru at Starbucks. She had a tiny little dog on her lap and in her hand, and also her drink in her other hand. So, when you read about the accident that's going to happen on the corner of Bellflower and Rosecrans in...
Wait, was she in a red truck?
No, she was in a black Mini.
Oh, okay. Because I was recently in that same area, and I saw an Asian girl driving in a red truck having a very hard time staying in her lane because she had a little tiny dog in her lap and was also simultaneously talking on her cell phone. Which I just said, way to perpetuate the stereotype, lady. Other Asian girls that drive well are missed off of you.
Oh, but before we get back to Mubarak, did Andy ever weigh in on who he thought would win?
Yeah, I had originally gone down Smurfs, but I would say that you guys have, between that and realizing that they would just surrender eventually, I'm going to come down and say gummy bears. Gummy
right.
bears for the win.
All right.
It's a clean sweep for the gummy bears.
Win. Flawless victory. Now you may go back to actual things people care about. The first time we've mentioned Egypt since it happened on this podcast.
Well, I remember Andy saying something about it not being mentioned, so I was like, I was determined to bring it up. I will bring culture to Tancast.
Culture?
Shit,
dude, you're
bringing facts. Buddy, sir.
What's that?
Which one of us?
Well, I you both kind of overlap, so I heard neither.
Tim first.
I said, you keep that shit on Drinky Buddy, sir. Culture and facts. We don't have time for it.
Which leads into what I said, which was, you're bringing facts, and that alone is a new thing.
The birds aren't real. Is that what it was? The pigeons aren't real?
The pigeon is a lie.
Okay, there we go. I knew I was close.
Motherfucking pigeon.
Get over yourself. Sometimes people lie to you. What are you going to do?
But not my sweet Tim.
Apparently, especially actually, your sweet always Tim. Your yep. sweet Tim. Oh, nice. Crickets?
Sorry, now someone's country music is blasting.
I hear that.
It's so hot when I roll up this window.
So hot. I found out this week that the end of my current job is probably in sight.
Oh.
Unless the company, I know I mentioned this months and months ago when it originally happened that my company was getting acquired, but they are getting around now to deciding that the entire reason that I'm at the company will be going away. So unless they find something else that they want me to do with the new company, I will be looking for another job very soon.
This will be, what, 4 in 2 years?
If you count the company that I previously worked for and the company that acquired us separately, since it is a different name on the checks, that is now 5 since January of 2008.
Nice.
No shit, January 2009. I can't do math.
Once again, no wonder there are no jobs. Andy keeps taking them all and then using them up.
Yeah, it's like you go into the grocery store and all the apples just have one bite out of it. I'm like, this job, that job, that job. I'm popping all these jobs cherries.
Damn you, Andy, for being white and qualified.
Yeah, so we'll see if anyone else in the area is hiring, and if not, we'll see if anyone else anywhere is hiring, and if not, then I'll be thinner.
You got a pretty cute kid. I'm sure you could sell him.
Or eat him.
I think I may have pissed off some old or gypsy at some point. I curse you. Jobless.
But as it seems like you always are able to quickly recover and find another job. Like, it doesn't seem like you've ever spent a great deal of time unemployed.
Yeah, well, in my defense, I'm a fucking genius, so.
Well, there you go.
Jesus H. Christ.
But what really set you apart, Andy, is your modesty.
Yes, yes. Actually, this part was lost while Tim's Wi-Fi was busy fucking up and he was driving to the Starbucks. But what I really told Jerry earlier was that my ability to bullshit my way through job interviews is what really sets me apart.
Mm-hmm. That is very important, because I've learned when I used to do, like, work.
Ah, work. I remember those days.
I've been an unemployed comedian for a year, by my own choice, and very happily so. But
so you've really achieved it.
Yeah, well, see, here's the deal. I was in the military for quite a few years, and eventually after doing comedy for a while, I decided that I was going to go back to school and focus on comedy and use my GI Bill. So I'm living off of that right now.
Excellent.
And it pays well enough that I can do that, and I'm also able to draw unemployment, so thank you guys for paying your taxes.
Well, it really sounds to me like you kind of earned that, as opposed to me, who just keeps lucking bass-ackwards into unemployment.
Well, as I like to say, what I did was not get shot in the head for 9 years, so...
Well, that's important, and especially for an L.A. resident, not easily achieved.
Tim, are you ever going to go to Atlanta and do comedy? I've heard wonderful things about their comedy scene out there.
Yes.
Tim keeps threatening.
The problem is there's almost no way to make it cost effective to go there. Like, yep, I just did some great shows in Atlanta and lost $400.
Oh, yeah, true. That is the problem with this business, is they don't want to pay you for your stuff. Very much.
Right. Well, I did this comedy competition in Las Vegas, and there was a bunch of bookers from the, like, Midwest and East Coast. They're like, yeah, we'd love to have you out for a week. I'm like, great. I lose money on gas. I lose a lot of money on airfare. And no matter what, I don't make money.
But you get seen, Tim. You get seen by millions of, well, no.
Hundreds dozens of, well, you get seen by whoever showed up that night. Whoever had 2 drink minimum in their back pocket.
Did you read Patton Oswalt's latest book, Tim?
You can stop at, okay. Did you read? And I will say no.
There's a wonderful chapter in there about him going up to Vancouver, like getting booked to go do some gigs in like a city actually outside of Vancouver, Canada. And it's just one of those stories that you hear as a comic that just makes you cringe, because like the booker was a piece of shit, didn't want to pay him, didn't want to like pay for his hotel room, couldn't afford it, brought in another comic to tell, like, who just told street jokes to headline because none of the audience was appreciating Patton's stuff back in that time. So he brought in a guy who was just like, hey, where do you get your jokes from? So he said he was just sitting there with a backpack full of Playboys and old joke books, just taking jokes out and writing them down. And that was the headliner, who apparently killed...
Wow.
Just one of those stories you read as a comic and you just go, oh.
Well, you know, that's why everyone reads Playboy, is for their high quality of comedy.
Same with Maxim. It's those jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of comedians and hacky jokes, you listen to WTF, right, Jerry?
Constantly, yeah.
So, Andy, you probably don't know. It's a podcast by Mark
Maron. I don't even
listen
to Tancast, so.
It's a podcast by comedian Mark Maron. He interviews various comedians, and
I should really listen to that because I like Mark Maron.
It's actually a pretty good show. Like, he's actually a pretty good interviewer, I have to say.
Yeah.
And somehow Gallagher's manager decided that he needed to be on that show. Like, mostly it's Mark Maron apologizing to his old comic friend for being a dick to him back in the day.
Right.
And that's how the interviews start. But he's like, I don't know Gallagher. We've never met. I have no particular interest in talking to him, but his manager wanted a manager wanted him on. He's not even sure if Gallagher wanted to come on, and like Gallagher leaves midway through the interview and just says fuck it.
Wow.
Now, I will say, listening to that interview at first, I did feel like Marin baited him just a little bit. Like, it felt like he was very, you know, like it was one of those, like, Bill O'Reilly type interviews where I have this amount of facts and I'm going to keep hitting you with this certain thing. No matter what you say, you won't be able to defend yourself against it.
Gallagher, you suck. Now, yeah, how would you like to respond to allegations that you suck?
The allegations were that Gallagher is a racist and homophobic, hateful comedian. And
yes.
It seemed like Marin hadn't actually seen his act, and that's the only criticism I have of that particular interview. I think, in general, I agree, Mark Marin is a wonderful interviewer, but it seemed like that in that one he came with a certain agenda or a certain mindset, and he didn't really do his own research beyond reading the couple of articles that are out there that are pretty heinous, I will say.
But he did say, okay, I've read these couple of articles. Like, it was... I can see how it would be like, well, how do you respond to these articles? Like, surely you've read this. Don't you have anything to say? And his defense was, I didn't write those jokes. Those are street jokes.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with that.
I'm not homophobic. Those are street jokes. I win. Argument over. Why are you still talking?
I just like making fun of faggots. Not my fault they don't have a sense of humor. I think that was amazingly.
Yeah.
That was the Gallagher defense.
You don't make fun of black people. There's no black people in my audience. Right. That's the reason.
Are you kidding? You beat up watermelons. Of course they're there.
Front row, mouths open.
Well, I got to give me some of them drippings.
Thank you for chiming in there, Tim, and making that a little less weird.
Because you both were being racist?
Oh, yeah, no,
we're okay. Full steam ahead. I have Jeremy Paul's permission because I know the Black National Anthem, or at least the first line of it. Jeremy Paul is another comedian.
I know the entire Black National Anthem. It's Baby Got Back. And I say that with all the love in the world, loving that song.
How dare you, sir?
I thought it was, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
No, that's just the fat guy anthem.
I thought it was Mammy.
Nicely done.
You know, it's funny, there are two black women right outside my car who apparently can't hear me. Hopefully can't hear me. Because they are right outside the door.
Oh no, we lost him again and there's a sound of screaming.
No, you didn't, motherfucker. I'm a motherfucking muck, yo, fuck, I am mammy my asshole. Oh, shit. Now a black woman just parked on the other side of me. I'm surrounded. This is the blackest tan cast has ever been. Damn titties.
Oh, nice.
Baby got front. Now I really hope she can't hear me.
Oh, speaking Lovely. Of titties. Speaking of titties, I saw Just Go With It last night, the new Adam Sandler movie.
With the girl that has huge boobs.
She is quite hot. And Jennifer Aniston also looks pretty good in that movie, I will say. The movie was actually good. I went into it. Well, my daughter wanted to see it. I was like, okay, we'll go see it. I had kind of a negative attitude about it because I've been screwed by Adam Sandler on many an occasion. by his movies, I should say.
Well, it's the
Otherwise,
same.
I'd be a much more famous comedian.
All right, Adam, I gave you ass, now you get me gigs.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep this on the down low? I want to get some more gigs. Otherwise, the Inquirer hears about this tomorrow. With the pictures my laptop was secretly taking from across the room.
Nice.
And emailing myself. No, don't touch the laptop. They're not on there anymore. This is out of your control, sir.
But in fact, if something happens to be at noon tomorrow, they go to CBS.
TMZ is all over this.
So how was the movie? You said good?
It was funny, yeah. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. There was, you know, a few dull moments throughout, but for the most part, it held up pretty good. And
dull moments in a recent Adam Sandler movie?
I know, right? Sandler's acting wasn't so over the top. Sworchen was kind of took the over the top role, and he was in it, you know, just in a few enough scenes to not overpower it or make it silly. So I'd say worth seeing.
Alrighty.
Matinee. All right. Matinee, though. Don't spend full price.
Oh, no. Netflix.
Yeah. Well, that too. Netflix
I
works.
I still have a toddler. Yeah. Movie prices are insane, but movie prices for me are now movie price plus sitter.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to movies for the next 10 years, at least.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Look at us. We are different spectrums of the kid spectrum as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a kid who's a teenager, Jerry.
Yeah.
Andy has a toddler. I have a fetus embryo.
Fetus.
Okay.
Andy was telling me earlier that Drew is now in the watching movies again and again phase.
Yes, he has just, like, literally just entered that point where, like, he will care about what's on the TV and specifically request things. So I was coming in here to Tancast, and right before my wife was deciding that the stomach cramps maybe should involve her peeing on a stick. Man, that would just be, like, a really, really weird cultural thing if, you know, if that wasn't, like, a real, like, medically relevant thing. If it was just like, oh, I may be pregnant, I will pee on this stick and then pray to my goddess Isis.
Nice.
But yeah, he had just been in the living room screaming, lie, 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 which means Lion King, which he's now watching for the third or fourth time in 48 hours. So yeah, I'm setting a rule of we're never going to introduce him to anything that we can't stand watching more than once. Because I've already heard from so many other parents that this is just a thing kids do.
Yeah, I saw...
Sorry, go ahead.
I saw Selena about 1,000 times when Malia was about 5. She loved that movie, yeah.
That's about 1,001 times too many.
Exactly.
You should show your kid the Can't Hardly Wait commentary.
Yeah, you know what? It just occurred to me, I already had a kid like that, and his name was Tim. Yes, I get it. Seth Green's doing a British accent for no fucking reason. Ha, 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 ha. There, can we be done?
Never!
And I was telling Andy to enjoy the watching the movies over and over again phase, because before he knows it, it'll be the, hey, Dad, guess what I know about sex now phase, because that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where every once in a while, my daughter will say something that's just like, oh, wow, you know about that now. Okay.
That sounds so defeated. Okay.
Yeah, the first time you say the number 69 and your kid giggles, I'm sure that's a day. That's a special day.
I'm gonna do that every year on my kid's birthday, just to, you know, feel him out. 69. Nothing. All right, we're good.
Sweet.
69. Time for the talk.
I think by the time your kid knows about the more advanced moves, it's too late.
Yeah, you've already lost that battle.
Yep. Not necessarily, because I knew about 69 long before I knew what it meant or what was going on.
This
Thanks
is true.
To Bill
you know,
and Ted's
I
Excellent
think,
Adventure.
Yeah. Yep. Bill yeah. and Ted.
This is why I'm glad we have Jerry on, because when I was on Drinking Buddies, I came out with a new bit from it. So I bet that'll happen again.
Oh, good. I hope so.
We were talking about Antoine Donson and the raping thing and about,
oh, yeah.
about how the real rapist is still out there and it must suck for him. Now that's a bit I do in my act.
Oh, nice. Good deal. I'm glad. Yeah, it helps me a lot of times just doing it, because Chris and I, you know, both being comics, and then typically our guests are comics as well. So every once in a while, I'll come up with a new bit out of the show, or I'll, you know, conversationally work in stuff that I'm thinking of as doing as a bit, you know, which is a little different, but we'll, you know, test the funniness of it.
Yeah, as it just works. See how it plays for the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's harder to do when Noah's here, because he'll just interrupt you with random shit. Take you right off topic.
Oh, that's
so, like,
right.
Anyway, Antoine Dobson. Did you ever notice that jellyfish are squishy? Oh, that got the black girl's attention.
Then you also have the problem of Andy just won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, nice. But sometimes you lead me on a detour, like within the same topic that I wouldn't have gotten to on my own. I'm like, oh, all right. And so then if you approach it from that angle, you can write this joke. Whereas Noah's just like, change the subject.
So Noah's all about the segue, and I'm all about the things that you can take and completely rewrite to turn them into something actually funny.
Right. There's no segue.
Oh, yeah.
Noah's about the smash cut. Yeah, I'm Hollywood, baby.
Nice.
I stand well corrected.
Do you get a chance to hang out with other comics a lot, Tim? Because I find that helps me just as writing jokes and stuff like that, is just having conversations with other comics a lot.
Not as much as almost not at all as much as I used to. What? Hardly at all anymore. Certainly not as much as I used to when I lived down here in L.A. full time.
Right.
And certainly negatively impacted by the gay guys trying to pick you up when you could be talking to other comics. Hear that, gay
but
guys?
But yet I got a bit out of it, I'm sure. Because I'm going to talk about that tonight at the Ice House.
Excellent.
Nice.
I just feel it needs to be said.
Just this last Tuesday, I was up and doing a show at a gay bar in San Francisco. Not bragging, just saying, my career's on fire. I told that exact joke, the whole story about me and my wife, which is all true. I get off stage, this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, I thought you were really funny. I was like, oh, thanks. He's like, do you want to maybe get out of here? I was like, oh, I'm straight. He says, we'll see. I don't care if you're homophobic. You have to admire the gall on that guy. When I was single, I would go up to a girl, say, hey, and if she said, well, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, never mind, okay, back away. I told this guy, not only am I not interested in you, your entire gender. And he's like, no, 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 look at this. You gonna say no to this? I don't think so. So we made out, and I gotta say, firm but gentle, firm but gentle. I don't like that joke, I'm gay at the end.
Sorry, I'm just still astounded by the, like, yes, this goodbye indicates a kiss on the neck time. Well, thank you, stranger. That makes me feel warm and tingly in my naughty bits.
It didn't at all.
And see, straight guys could never do that to a woman. Like, you can never kiss her on the neck without being, like, beat the crap out of or,
no, but
know.
See, a right, woman, like, could totally do that to a straight guy.
I guess so. Yeah, true.
Yeah, like if you're at my show tonight and you want to say, hello, Tim Babb, I'm a straight woman. Or I'm a gay woman. I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Your wife runs marathons and destroys things. Like, I would imagine she would not be... She wouldn't be somebody... If I were a single woman, I would want to have on her on my bad side. Or be on her bad side, I should say.
If she was a Smurf, she would be Hitty Smurf.
She'd be Punchy Smurf.
Tim, yes. Let's get serious for a moment. How often does she hit you?
Well, see, now I'm getting revenge because the kid is hitting and kicking her from the inside. So I'm just shouting at her stomach, like, go, get her, go, yeah!
Tim is dosing her with spicy foods in her sleep.
Four-hit combo!
Appendix, 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 colon! Ascending bowel!
Oh, sweet Jesus, it's hot in here. We need to wrap this
Alrighty.
Up, or I'm going to die.
All right.
Tim's gonna melt. She's gonna be a little brown puddle on the ground.
Chocolate melts in your car.
There's already a little brown puddle on the ground. I've been in here a while.
Yep.
I made poopies. That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Tim's the milk chocolate that melts in your car, not in your hand.
There you go.
Hear that, gay nice. Guys? Tim does not melt in your hand.
But if you kiss him on the neck.
Oh, he melts.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, it's been a hell of a week.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for coming on the show. I'm glad we were able to complete the Drinking Buddies TanCast crossover special event.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, guys. It was a great time.
Hey, you know, really just elevating the thing. I think you erase at least half of my boringness.
Oh, that's... you know, they give you a lot of crap for being boring, Andy, but I find you very entertaining. And I will say that you get more than one laugh a year.
Thank you.
As someone who's just been listening to a lot of old TanCast, I will agree. We do give Andy more crap than is actually appropriate about him being boring and not funny. But that's just sort of the joke.
And it also makes the show funny when you do it, so I understand.
Right.
And I recognize it's the need for it, although I will say that year that you guys decided to count, that stung a little.
You keep saying it was Noah's idea. B, you keep forgetting that you said it. You're like, I only say three funny things a year. We should spend a year counting. And then we did. That was your idea.
Yeah, but I didn't realize how much it was going to hurt.
A, Noah was a dick when he was barely involved. And B, they were like, you were some put-upon person, like, ah. When you would, like, run in the room, I just said another one and you missed it.
Come on, man. I only got one move, and that move's pity. what is it, February? I think that's number four for me.
It reminds me of a time I was in Vancouver when I was in the military, and there was a homeless guy walking around with a sign that said, kick my ass for a dollar.
Wow.
And then somebody actually took him up on it and just began beating the crap out of him on the street in Vancouver because it's just a lawless environment. And it was very hard to feel bad for him.
Wait. Vancouver is a lawless environment?
Vancouver, Canada, yes. It was where I was.
Wow. That is like, I thought Canadians were just like, innately self-regulating.
I guess to some extent they don't care about fighting and stuff. I don't know, but this guy was getting the crap beat out of him on the curb, and there was nobody stopping it.
Wow.
There were people pointing and laughing. Some of those people may or may not have been me and my friends. I hope he got his dollar out of it. So should we wrap it up?
Grip the bum out of your shoes afterwards.
Be sure to check out Drinking Buddies, kbeachdrinkingbuddies.podcast.com, or You can listen to him live on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time at kbeach.org.
That's correct. Yeah,
and just follow Jerry specifically on Twitter at @HateJerryBrandt. @HateJerryBrandt at Twitter, whatever. It's all in the show notes. Fucking go to the links. Don't make me say things.
This is our site. Tell us you love us.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Even more so now.
Jerry, you are a gentleman and a scholar, and we love you.
Thanks, guys. All right, guys. Have
fuck
a good
Noah.
Week.
Noah will be more than likely back next week.
Awesome.
But if he's not, fuck Noah.
All right.
You know what? If it is, fuck Noah.
Well, hope he doesn't listen to this.
No, we love you and we miss you. We'll see you soon.
For previous episodes, I know that he won't.
But he's not on this episode. This is the first episode he's not been on, so maybe he'll be like, what did they talk about while I wasn't there? I don't know why he sounds like that.
He gets very sad when you leave him out.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
Good night.
Adios.
Later, guys.
For listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at TimAndyOrNoah@tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Before we do TanLaughs, do we want to comment on the fact this is the first TanCast Noah's missed?
Oh shit, Noah's not here?
I think Tim would like to comment, but the ability to do so, or at least the ability for him to do so and us to hear it,
yeah,
not so much.
Oh, that was hilarious. I said, oh shit, Noah's not here, as if I hadn't noticed.
What are you talking about, baby?
See,
I'm right here.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, so is he busy free in Egypt right now? I've lost track. Maybe he's just banging our moms.
I think he's off eating fried chicken sandwiches somewhere. Mm. Delighting.
All right, well, leave us your comments. Where do you think Noah is this week? Oh, fuck me. I guess you just dropped off the call.
Oh, no, again?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's see if we can add him back.
All right.
Failed user not online.
Apparently he didn't slap the guy with the goatee fat hard enough.
Mm-mm. All right, well, I'm not going to stop recording just because I want to keep the momentum going. Which is
yeah,
to say,
and
I
because
keep
now we've
part.
Actually had some real audio. Yeah. So Tim's gonna have fun editing this week. I can.
Oh, let's see if he comes back. Should probably bust out the cell just in case he tries to text me.
Yeah. At what point does he start throwing things?
Come on, work.
Or is he already there?
Oh, something's been thrown. Yeah. Tim used to get universal remotes on a fairly regular basis because something would go wrong with TV, or he wouldn't be able to line up. He was like, you know, trying to do VHS to VHS editing with two separate decks, not like an editing deck or anything. It was like this whole MacGyver setup thing that he had set up in his room, and it would like fuck up, or like he'd like pause and it would kind of, you know, rewind just like half a second and get it just off where he wanted the scene to start, just over and over and over again, and eventually that remote would hit a wall.
Nice.
Hey, he's back.
Yay!
Let's see if I can add him.
So do you see every new technology commercial as, hey, there's something new for Tim to throw?
He's reined it in.
That's good.
A bit.
That's good, because he's going to have a baby soon, and those don't respond well to being tossed against walls.
Yeah. There was, I can't remember if it was a like a Walkman or a dictaphone, or if it was a full-size... it may have been like a full size like mini boombox thing or whatever, but like it ate a tape, so we took it out to a garage with a sledgehammer.
Nice. I think you guys talked about that once on the show. I remember kind of hearing vaguely of that.
Ow.
him again. Yay.
All right. I moved a little closer to the store. I think that might help.
All right.
That's awesome. We thought you went to go smack the dude with the goatee.
There was no dude. I think I was just on the outskirts of the Wi-Fi availability.
Mm. Gotcha.
Then a pigeon farted.
Because there was another person parked here when I got here, so I parked in this parking spot.
Just going to creep closer and closer to the store. Eventually, you'll be in a stall in the bathroom.
Well, I'm right now, if I open my door, I'm stepping out onto the patio where I'm sure people sit there with their computers all the time. So I'm sure this is the sweet spot for the Wi-Fi.
Excellent.
Nice.
So where did we leave off with the where were we?
We had just acknowledged that Noah was not there, and we were about to do Tan Laughs.
Yep. All right. So, Tan Laughs.
Tan Laughs.
Yay!